Welcome to Your Life Core Radio with your hosts, Lori Wondra and Pamela Muldoon.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lori Wondra, and I'm here with Pamela Muldoon tonight on December 15th. And welcome, Pamela. Welcome, listeners out there. So tonight, we're both really excited to be here and to talk about the topic that we have on our agenda tonight. We're going to talk about gratitude and how gratitude, a simple emotion such as love or gratitude, how this impacts our energy centers and our force field. And the last few weeks or the last few podcasts, we've been talking a lot about our energy centers and energy ports and all this energy coming in. So we kind of want to check in on how we're doing on these power surges that are hitting the earth right now and answer some questions as to why these power surges are hitting us. And before we dive into that, we want to just remind all our listeners out there that we are answering your calls. So at about the 30-minute mark, you may call in, and that number is 347-934-0351. And I just want to take a moment and thank my co-host, Pamela Muldoon, because she is going to be manning the phones tonight. And so if you do happen to call in earlier with a question or a comment, she will be the voice that you hear on the other end. So good evening, Pamela.
Oh, good evening, Lori. Thank you so much. And of course, I love talking to the listeners and finding out what it is they have questions on and getting some guidance and possibly some messages from their angels. It's quite an honor to be a part of that process, Lori.
Yeah, thank you. We got quite a few emails again, and we'll get to those either sprinkled throughout the podcast or certainly at the end. And any of those that we don't have an opportunity to get to tonight, we'll certainly keep them and answer some of those questions at a later podcast. So again, I want to remind one more time that phone number is 347-934-0351. All right. Well, let's talk about the last podcast. We talked a lot about it's the season of energy. Yeah. And we are in this huge surge of energy. And we talked a little bit about the heart energy and our portals around us. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the science and how our brain interacts in that. And most of the time, healers or light workers, we talk about this external source that's coming at us, and everything feels like it's coming towards us, and what do we do to shield ourselves or to absorb this energy? And we're going to talk a little bit about that too tonight, but I also want to talk about this internal energy that we have, and that's our true essence. Like when we break everything away from us, it's this true light, this inner source that we have, and what are some ways that we can elevate that and kind of the science behind how our brain connects in these electrical impulses that go back and forth? So,
I just love that there is a connection of science. We've talked a little bit about that in the past, too, and I'm sure we will continue, is how that merging of kind of the intuitive with the science is becoming more of a forefront conversation. So I think it'll be a great starter to that conversation. I know we're going to continue to have those topics because it is such an interesting time.
It is. And especially today is the 15th of December, but the portals of energy actually really opened up on December 12th. And a lot of people felt that shift of energy. We had a new moon on Friday, December 11th. So it was 12-11, and then we went into this portal energy, which was 12-12. And through the year, many people reported seeing 12-12, you know, what's 12-12 mean? And I started seeing 12-22 or 12-12-22. And these are portal numbers that just tell us this surge of external light is coming down over the planet. And it really started on December 12th. And that should subside on the first day of winter, the winter solstice, which is December 22nd. And during this time, our bodies are actually absorbing more light as is Mother Earth. And we were talking just before the show is that the weather patterns have been really crazy across the country. You know, Pamela, you're in California,
yes.
And you said you're like in a deep freeze there.
Well, you know, considering that we have our Midwest friends listening, they're probably not going to think we're in a deep freeze. But even Los Angeles has been waking up to like 35 degrees, 32 degrees in the San Gabriel Mountain area. And they've had literally low temperature warnings for people if they're out, because it kind of catches the folks out here off guard. So
right.
They just want to make sure people are safe. But yeah, even in the evenings, it's gotten probably 20, 30 degrees cooler than it normally would be for winter out here and during the day. And of course, the winds are picking up. We've seen just amazing, and I don't know if this is something kind of, you know, you want to talk and connect to, but the tides coming in and the wind on the ocean front is just, Venice Pier took quite a beating this week, which was a big story for us. So yeah, it's a very interesting time out here in Southern California. I think I saw yesterday that it was the same temperature in LA at one point as it was in Ontario, Canada. So,
Okay.
That's normal.
I know earlier this week, my friends in Sedona, Arizona were reporting a lot of snow, and I teasingly said that I would send a few shovels out to them. But the weather patterns, because we haven't needed our shovels here in Minnesota.
No, you guys haven't gotten anything up there yet. It's actually, I hear rumors of shorts being worn still in December.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And water skiers yet and motorcycles yet on the road, all sorts of crazy things. But a lot of that is just where the planets are right now. We're still under some influence of Neptune, so a lot of water, but a lot of light coming into the planet, and light is a higher frequency or higher energy. So it is shifting some of the weather patterns. And some of us might say it's El Nino and it's just the weather pattern that we're in, but it's also energetically charged right now. And because we are all connected to the electrical charge that circles the Earth, we are also feeling that. And Mother Earth, the Earth is going through an uplift of frequency, just like we are. She's moving into the fifth dimension of energy, and we're still at the third dimension, working very hardly to move up into the fourth and the fifth dimensions. But Mother Earth is almost at the end of this surge of uplift. And so with the weather patterns and even the tropical storms and those types of things are part of the shift. So if you think about, if you can equate that to what you might be feeling, a lot of people are experiencing sinus pressure and heartache, like really chest pains and heartache and odd spasms or odd twitches in their bodies. That, in a sense, is what our bodies are going through, but Mother Earth is also going through those changes, those twitches, those adjustments, based on the frequencies or the patterns of energy that are hitting us all right now. And this is all to help all of us move into a higher frequency. I want to draw attention to one listener question. Stephanie emailed me this week, and it was based on some discussion we had at our last podcast about the electrical grid and this grid or this web of energy that we're all plugged into. And she just asked for a little bit more clarification on that. And that's part of, as the Earth frequency elevates into a higher frequency, the outer atmosphere of the Earth also has an electrical grid, and that's already been activated. And so everything needs to move up to a higher elevation of electricity. And if we think about how we are connected, our bodies are connected through our brains and the energy ports through our bodies, the chakra systems. And then our bodies are connected etherically to the energy grids that are around us. And those might be land points. And it makes so much sense now. The last couple of years, the angels continue to get out on the land, connect with the land, connect with trees and plants and Mother Earth. It's because she's ahead of us on this uplift of energy, and she's here to help us in this uplift of energy. And a way for us to connect is to be outside, because Earth is connected to space, and then we're all connected to these energy grids. So hopefully that explains that a little bit more for listener Stephanie. I appreciate the question in on that. So,
Well, and in terms of this electricity, because it sounds pretty intense, Lori, when, that there's a grid of electric energy, and you know, when we, I'm just envisioning, you know, all this current literally coming off our bodies, which is what's happening. We just, you know, some of us don't see it physically, but so I think there can sometimes be this negative connotation because it can feel pretty intense. But what you're also referring to is catching up to Mother Earth and where she is at. So why is all of this intense feeling or this change and this electric grid, as you refer to it, why is this a good thing? What makes this such a positive experience for us?
It moves us into a higher state of consciousness. So as a third dimension being, we're very aware of our physical bodies, or most of us are aware of our physical bodies and the third dimension elements, which would include more material things, the things that we have, the things that we bring into our homes, the things that we do along the way. As we move into a higher consciousness, the things that start to move into those spaces that we're creating are more of our emotional being, our feelings, those things that may have been important to us, those knickknacks or those material things or those collections, those things that we, you know, took years to collect may no longer hold importance to us. Those things that hold importance to us are our loved ones around us. There are memories. There are more things that drive feelings versus having or controlling something. And so this uplift of energy is to allow us to move into that place of being more spiritual beings, being more conscious of more earthly and universal elements versus the material elements that are historically part of the third dimension. Okay. So I also had a listener ask about that control, and I thought this is a good time to introduce that. Is her question was, is why do I feel like I'm so controlled by everything? Like everybody wants to control me. Everything that is showing up for me, I feel like I'm being controlled. That's part of that third dimension that's falling away. And so you might be either on the side of trying to hold on to the old, like feeling like, why is everything getting pulled away from me? Why is this person not listening to me and trying to hold on to the old patterns and the old behaviors? Or you might be on the other end of feeling like people are trying to control your freedom. Like as you branch out or as you move on, there are others that are trying to influence or hold you back. And so those are some simple patterns or some patterns that we're particularly feeling in this big surge of energy because we're to be moving into a space of fluidness and freedom. And if we're trying to anchor onto something, the anchors are all gone. So there's really nothing to anchor onto, but our physical bodies or physical beings are wanting to hold on to the old. And that old simply does not exist for many of us. So it's time to let go in a lot of cases. Okay.
Which is not easy to do, Lori. Right? That is probably one of the challenging elements is this letting go. We talk about this quite a bit. So I'm making a lot of mental notes on this part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Control is an interesting word, isn't it? It's, you know, being aware that we can't control what other people, how people react or what they say or how, you know, but we can only control our reactions to things. So
right.
You mentioned, you know, that our listener Amanda is feeling some of this, but and that we can let go. But what are some positive pieces that kind of fall into place? This letting go is actually a very liberating process.
It is. And Pamela, you know that.
Right.
You know about that letting go because when you let go, you create the space for something new to evolve.
Yeah.
A principle of the universe is that as you create space, which can either be expanding your space or clearing out the old, you've got empty capacity and the universe is going to fill that with something. So if you are setting your intents or you're being intentful as to what you focus on and what you're filling into that space, the universe is now at that point of delivering. For some people, though, that delivery won't happen until into 2016. So there's a little bit of frustration. They're like, I've been cleaning away. I've been cleaning my closets. I've been preparing for this, and nothing is happening. That's where patience comes in. That's also a letting go factor of trusting and letting go and knowing that those pieces will manifest for you if you focus and if you're directionally set. Now, and I just have to say that you can't, you know, sell everything and clear everything and then hope you're going to win the lottery and just depend on winning the lottery. There's some practicality in there. But when you live from your authentic essence and your authentic core and you come from a place of spirit and emotion and love, and it's not material driven or it's not based on greed or something that's inauthentic to your true nature, then those things aren't going to manifest for you. The universe is going to act upon emotion and truism, or that true essence of your soul. Okay. I want to check. Did you have a question, Pamela? Because otherwise,
well,
I want to jump to the gratitude.
No, go ahead. I was going to say what just out. You know what you were phrasing there was how you focus your attitude towards these thoughts. You know, like even the word control tends to have a negative emotion around it, right? Like a bad thing. Someone's trying to control me. And so I think finding ways to flip the language so that it is from a place of love or, you know, opening up your heart. So I think we're both on the right track there.
And breathing does wonder for you. So when you feel this tightness in your chest and you feel like you're giving up something, or you feel like something's being taken away from you, and it brings up this tightness in your chest or this emotion, that's a physical reaction to an energetic event. And breathing helps you move through that, is to release that pent up energy. And we typically collect it or capture it in our chest area. And so just some deep breaths and releasing that releases the energy, and then you can hopefully move through that. But control can be good. You're absolutely right, and that it typically does have a negative connotation in our language. Control can be a good thing if it's meant to protect or to guide or to align something. But if it's meant to enforce or to overpower something that's not natural, then it becomes very uncomfortable. Okay. All right. So we want to talk about gratitude tonight, because when we talk about high frequency and the power of love and compassion, those are ones really we hear about or talk about quite frequently, compassion and love. Gratitude is something that I wanted to talk about tonight. And interestingly enough, I've been seeing it a lot on the internet and in news stories in the last couple of weeks. Also just where we're in this place of gratitude. And when I think of being thankful or thanking someone, that's more of a, in my head, that's a thinking. I personally go back to thinking about having to write out thank you notes. Or it's not that I'm not in gratitude, and I'm writing out a thank you note to tell somebody I'm in gratitude of their gift. But a thank you is more of a doing action, and it typically comes from a more masculine side. It comes from the masculine side of the brain, and it's more of a doing action. Being grateful really comes from the heart. That's generated more with a feminine energy. It comes from the feminine side of the body. It's more from an emotional or spiritual based. So with that, being grateful or being in gratitude typically carries a higher frequency. And so when we talk about some of these external forces coming into us, they're pushing us up into a higher frequency. But there's a lot that we can do within our own DNA and within our own physical structure to raise our own frequency. And that's where being in gratitude can really launch us up into a higher frequency. Part of that starts in the brains, and there's a couple scientists. I'm not a scientist by nature, but I love when I can fit science and the spiritual or the emotional things that information that I get, and those things are coming more together. But it, early as 1949, Donald Hebb, he's a Canadian neuropsychologist, he wrote about Hebb's axiom, and that is neurons that fire together wire together. And later, another neuropsychologist, Rick Hansen, put it more in to simpler terms. The longer the neurons or the brain cells fire, the more of them that fire. And then the more intensely those fire, the more they're going to wire that inner strength. And that includes that happiness, that gratitude, feeling confident, feeling successful, feeling loved, and feeling lovable. So it's really the more neurons that fire together, the more neurons that wire together. And it's just a repeat cycle. And if we go into that place of gratitude, and we make gratitude statements, or we have a practice that we are in gratitude on a daily basis, we're actually creating more and stronger of those neurons that fire together. And we begin to minimize or reduce maybe some of the negative patterns that the brain had for years. So, Pamela, you shared with me earlier, you have a new practice that you just started doing, and I think it's just lovely.
Well, I've done it off and on over the past few years, but, you know, it's an interesting, and I don't know if it's because of all this energy going on, but I also have felt like there's some, you know, negative stuff that was creeping in, right? So I said, okay, we gotta change this. So very much in the digital age. So I downloaded a gratitude journal app on my iPad about 3 weeks ago and have made a point every day. I do a couple of gratitude messages in the morning and then a couple at night. So I'm kind of doing bookends, basically. What am I grateful for as I start my day? And then what am I grateful for basically looking through the day that I just, you know, experienced? And to be able to kind of, I guess, wrap up my evening that way has been, it makes you realize even some of the small, tiny little things that are in your life you have a lot of gratitude for. Because, I mean, I've you'll appreciate this. I put down, I was grateful for my warm home last night. So,
yeah,
you know, but just
it is.
Those types of things. And to get that daily practice in, because I sleep better, I feel better. And, you know, you kind of mentioned, you know, what this neuropsychologist said, neurons that fire together, wire together, which I think is very cool. But this is also, correct me if I'm wrong, very much part of the manifestation process of more of what you think about, you can bring about, especially
right.
in that positive nature, right?
Right. It is. It is. We've talked in the past about us as being human magnets. And so the more of those higher frequencies that you live and you breathe and you act upon, the more that you create, and that's what you draw to you. And one of the reasons that you said you sleep better at night is when we go to sleep at a higher frequency, we rest easier. Our bodies don't have to work so hard to relax and to elevate to our natural state. As human, our human essence is actually a very high running frequency. And I'm not talking about the brain waves and how the brain slows down while we sleep. I'm talking about our etheric energy. We run at a high pace. And so if we're going to bed tired and stressed and unhappy, it's no wonder we have a hard time falling asleep. Whereas if we go to sleep at a higher frequency, we go into a restful state a lot easier. Okay? So some of the benefits of elevating and using our brain, you know, being in that place of thinking about gratitude and feeling about gratitude, there's a lot of benefit that our physical bodies then take into our physical bodies get the benefit from. And this is, it becomes more hormonal. It reduces any of the stress hormones. We have any cardiac issues that we might be stressed out. Our heart is irregular. Rhythms might be reduced. Blood pressure is reduced. Our blood sugar levels are reduced. Any inflammatory can be reduced. Immune systems do better. And then there's the part of the social bonding, which is our energy field with others that are around us. We have the ability to connect more with other loving beings that are around us. So there's a lot that happens just by some simple thoughts that we go into with being in gratitude. Okay.
Well, and I would think, Lori, you mentioned the social bonding, and I know last episode we talked quite a bit about just the holidays and, you know, putting ourselves in a very positive space. But I would think, too, if you're working on yourself in this way, by thinking, you know, positive, having gratitude to approach what could sometimes be a negative situation, it's kind of... It's hard for others to be negative towards you when you yourself are just not taking it in, right? If that makes sense, right?
Absolutely. But well, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about too tonight, and that kind of feeds into, is that there are people that like to shatter your energy. And
yes.
So when you say it's sometimes, you know, they don't like to see other people happy. And so they might purposely try to shatter or try to interrupt that energy, which is kind of sad, but it does happen.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But then there are also the unintentional times where you can be celebrating and laughing and happy and your frequency is very high. And then maybe someone's words, or maybe they have a strange look on their face, or it's a gesture with their hand, or it might be purposeful or unintentional, but they break down that energy. And sometimes that can be hard to get back up into that place of energy. If you don't know that that's what's happening, you might just pause for a moment and say, what just happened here? But
yeah.
If you understand that it's just an interruption in electricity and you just need to plug it back in, then you can get back into where that energy level is. And usually it's just to move back into your own natural essence, because you've got the electrical charge within you, to get it back to where it needs to be. Okay, so we talked a lot about the head and the brain and the neurons that run in the brain, but I also want to talk about the heart a little bit, because there's such a huge connection between our brain and our heart and the energy ports that are being impacted right now. And Dr. Leonard Horowitz talks about the 528 hertz is central to the musical industry. It's the musical mathematical matrix of creation is how he calls it. But most songs use that frequency of 528. He calls it the love frequency, and it resonates at the heart of everything. It connects your heart, your spiritual essence. It connects that to the spiraling reality of heaven and earth. And if we look at it on the scale, that note is actually on Solfeggio's musical scale of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. It's actually Mi. So that frequency is the 528 hertz frequency. It's been known for thousands of years by ancient priests and healers and in advanced societies and civilizations. It's used to manifest miracles and to produce blessings. And that is the love frequency. So that's part of this love energy. And high frequency feelings in the heart brings clarity, gratitude, compassion, and love. And gratitude, love, and compassion create high frequency. So it's a balance. And if we remember those things, that gratitude, compassion, and love bring high frequency, but we also have the ability to create that high frequency when we bring gratitude, love, and compassion to a situation. Okay? All right. So in the 528, I don't know if we have any numerology students out there or numerology experts, but if you were to reduce 528, it reduces down to a number 6. And in numerology, that's the number for physical manifestation. And Pamela, you touched on it earlier, is that the law of attraction, when we are attracting higher frequency, we are attracting higher frequency. It's a cycle. And 6 is a reflection of spiraling down from heaven into the wholeness of earth, which is right where we are right now. This energy that's coming down onto earth is at this 528 hertz. And according to the law of physics, this frequency is fundamental to broadcasting all matter and energy into reality. So if I were to break that down a little bit, it's creating our new reality based on the frequencies that are coming into us right now. Okay? All right. So What are some reasons that it might be good to be grateful? I guess that's a question that I just want to put out to our listeners is, you know, could you become a reason for people to feel grateful? Where might you be called to elevate your frequency? I often find myself in the middle of a meeting or maybe in a work situation where there might be some conflict or some disagreement and it might escalate. And I see myself as being the person in the room that I have the ability to raise the frequency, to move it up and out of that that low frequency, because I know that when we're in a state of low frequency, it's more difficult to come to agreement and consensus and to have a clarity on what the vision should be. And so when you're in, let's say, a meeting and there's disagreement, it becomes clouded. It's hard to see where the direction is. But if you can shift the energy, and again, I want to remind our listeners, we all have this ability to shift this energy in a public space, that we have the ability to shift so that you can bring clarity to the people that are in the room or the people that are in that setting, okay?
And Lori, when you say we all have the ability to shift the energy, this is, I guess, first of all, being aware. Like you mentioned, you'd be in a meeting and you are aware that you can be that person that can make this energy shift happen. And then is it just simply through thoughts of you know, raising the energy, being more positive, having thoughts of gratitude in that moment? Is that really kind of those doable action pieces? Because this is all happening very quickly in your mind, right?
It is. It's like instantaneous. Yeah. So sometimes I might have a pocket full of memories that help me remember what I'm grateful for. It might be a feeling, something, maybe somebody did something very heartfelt and loving for me. And I bring myself back to that place to remember the feeling of being grateful. But Pamela, you also touched on it earlier with your little app. It's like those simple things, like being grateful for having a warm home.
Yeah.
It can be very, very simple. And so sitting in a meeting, it could be very simple. Like, you know, I'm grateful to be sitting here, even though it might be an uncomfortable meeting or an uncomfortable discussion. There's a reason I'm sitting here, and I'm very grateful that I'm sitting here so that I can contribute or I can help shift that energy.
Yeah.
Just through our thoughts and our actions. Another story I like to share with people is there's an office building that I go to quite often, and when I get off the elevator or come out of the parking ramp, there's always a gentleman that's singing, and he's singing Good Morning. And it is he's got such a beautiful voice, and he sings differently to every person that comes out. So he plays with the notes and the frequency and the sound. And one morning, I look forward to his singing every morning. I miss him when he's not there. It's a nice way to start the work day. And one morning there was a woman that was coming behind me, and she said, that bothers me so much. I wish he would just stop singing at us every morning.
Oh, no.
And I could have just continued to walk down the hall and just ignored her, but I turned around and I said, "Oh, I really love his music. He has such a beautiful voice." And you know, and sometimes it might be just to start our day. So I interrupted her interruption. And sometimes we're afraid to do that, is interrupt the interruption, right?
Right.
But it takes some courage to just to bring it back around. And I didn't say it to make her feel bad or to shut that down at all, but I did it just to shift the energy again. One, because I knew this gentleman heard her. But it's just to be brave. And sometimes we need to be brave just to shift the energy. And we can do it in a very nice and loving way along our journey. Yeah.
That's great.
So the other question that I like to ask people is, do others get to determine our level of gratitude? Yeah.
That's a really interesting question. I don't think I've ever thought about that before, thought of it that way. That's interesting.
Yeah. So if we're allowed to feel gratitude about anything, and not to be influenced by what others tell us or impose on us or we believe, they are determining our level of gratitude. We all have different levels of gratitude, and we all have gratitude for different things. So it's a very individual thing. And so one of the things I'd like our listeners to leave with tonight is just to feel that there's not a right or wrong way to feel gratitude. It's really individual. And we might have listeners that say, well, I don't know how to feel gratitude. I can say, I'm in gratitude. Pamela, I'm in gratitude of you being my co-host on this show. And there's feeling to that. But there might be some people that can't generate or they don't feel quite yet. And what I would say to those folks is keep working on it. Keep working on until you can feel the gratitude, until you can feel the emotion behind the words in that. Because at the brain level and at the heart level, it's making a frequency shift in your energy field. And the beautiful thing I have is I can see it around people. So like if I do public speaking, I can see an energy source or an energy field around people. I can see when it grows. I can see when it reduces. I can see when it's shattered. Like if someone says something and it breaks that energy field or that force field. And so, but it's a very individual thing, and different things, different words, different terms, different music affects our force field around us. So it's very individual for us. Okay. All right. How are we doing on time?
Well, we are at that, we're about 5:35, so it's a little past the halfway mark, but I knew that we were touching there on gratitude, and so I didn't want to interrupt that flow because it was so good.
Thank you.
I know that we also want to remind the listeners that if they do want to call in live tonight, we would welcome their phone calls, and again, that number is 347-934-0351. So feel free to call in if you have a specific question, maybe about the topic of, gratitude perhaps, or how to get more of that emotion, or maybe you've got a message you're curious about or have a question from a loved one. I know that Lori is more than willing to take that call if you have it this evening. And I know, Lori, what's great about this show is we also, you reach out, or you've got this wonderful audience of folks that can't always, or they don't want to necessarily do this on live on the air, but they send you great questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I know we can start off our question and answer with some of those. If you'd like to do that, we can do that now.
Absolutely. I'm thinking before we go there, I want to touch, and I am just listening to my angels and guides here, and they're telling me they just want to touch back on some of the things that we're experiencing now, because we are in the middle. We still have about another week of this portal energy coming through. And so I also want to just say to our user, our listeners, that as you're listening to this, if you find yourself yawning, that's an energy release. That just simply means that you are expanding your energy field. So say, for example, you are in a yoga class, or you're doing meditation, or you're doing any sort of deep energy work. Yawning is the body's way of taking a deep breath in, but it's also a way of expelling the excess energy that's out. So they're reminding me to just tag that. So if you find yourself yawning through this, it's an energy release. So anytime that I'm speaking and the angels are coming through, you're getting a dose of their energy on top of what Pamela and I are talking about this evening. I also mentioned earlier that the Earth is going into the fifth dimension, and the fifth dimension is really impacting our intuitiveness, our intuition, which is our third eye and our crown. So that often gives us headaches, the top of our head or in through our forehead, or we might be feeling pressure. As the pressure comes down through the crown, if that crown chakra is not open, we might be feeling it in our neck and our upper shoulders. And so as our intuition evolves, then those that are in the field of healing also might be feeling these surges of energy. I've had healers tell me that their hands, their knuckles, they almost feel like they're arthritic. as the energy is coming through them and exiting through their hands or their feet. They might be feeling strange aches or pains for their body, particularly in their hands. And I tell people that I call those healer hands. If I'm doing extensive energy work and healing, my hands get extremely hot. I've done circles before and people grab my hands and they're like, your hands are on fire. It's that healing energy that comes through, that shooting out like electrical current. And then also part of the fifth dimension is about the heart area. And so that's why some of us might be feeling the physical aches and pains in our heart. You know, like it could be a stabbing pain or shortness of breath or those types of things. We might be feeling it in the heart area. And then the light that's coming in is tied to the violet light. And so we might be capturing more light, more violet light in our pictures, or particularly around the holidays. I noticed the night before last, I was driving home at night, and it was dark because we just went through a new moon. So there was no moon light, and we were out away from the cities. But there was a cast of pink or violet light in the clouds. And I was with my son, and we were trying to figure out if it was an overcast or casting light from the cities, but we were too far away. But there's a pink hue. And so if you're out at night and you just kind of look around and the air just looks pink or violet, it's this cast of light that's coming down over us right now is in that space. Okay? So empaths. The last thing that they're wanting me to say is that if you're very empathic, meaning that you are one that picks up on other people's energy or you pick up on the universal energy, it's you're feeling an intenseness that others can't describe or others can't relate to, because you're feeling the earth shift, you're feeling other people around you, their shift, and you're feeling your own shift. So for any listeners that are empathic, out there, just being very gentle to your bodies, to your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body. If you feel like crying, please do so. That's a release. If you feel like taking a shower in the middle of the day or taking a nap, those are all things your body is trying to tell you to help you through this transformation time. All right? Okay. So thank you.
Okay.
They just had to jump in there. So.
Well, and that's why we do what we do, because when the messages come in, we have to honor that. And I actually, it kind of brought up, you mentioned yawning as a release. And I've noticed, and this has kind of popped into my head, does sneezing fall into that same category? Because I've been sneezing a lot lately, the last two or three weeks.
It's not
allergic to anything, or I don't have a cold. So, and it's scaring my poor puppy every time. She thinks, what's that noise coming out of that woman, you know? So I was just curious if that's also just another form of energy release that's happening.
It is. It's a clearing of energy. And I have to share a funny story. I had, we're going to talk a little bit about dreaming here in a moment.
Yes.
But
yes.
I had a dream. This was a couple weeks ago. I had a dream, and one of my dear friends came to me in my dream and just did a beautiful healing energy on me. And it was this amazing, loving feeling that I felt from him. And I woke up and I was in this level of lightness and happiness and joy. And so I sent him an email, and he happens to be out in Arizona. And I sent him an email and I said, you know, thank you. You came to me in a dream and you did this tremendous healing on me. And it was a few hours later, I got this email back. He said, oh, that was you. I woke up sneezing and I was wondering who I was working on. So we do work in the middle of the night. And sneezing is one of those clearing techniques. It's a quick release of energy from our body. And no, you do not have a cold. You did not have allergies, Pamela. You're just releasing some energy.
I felt fine. I know. It's just, you know, it's something's going on when, you know, the person you live with is, man, you sure are sneezing a lot lately. You know, when people around you notice, it's like, oh, it's not just me. Okay. So that just kind of popped into my head there as you were mentioning yawning, and I think that's a really interesting reminder, because sometimes, you know, in social settings, these can be, you know, like, oh, I'm boring, or, you know, if you yawn in front of somebody, you know, but it's really just a body's reaction to letting something go. So
it
I think
is.
That's a really good reminder. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, and I want to get back into this sleep. We have a couple of different questions this evening around sleep. So I think this will be an interesting segue from your story of of healing energy in the, you know, in your sleeping time. But again, just want to remind the audience, if you want to call in, it's 347-934-0351. But you do have a listener who has been dreaming lately, it seems like. And so we have Sammy, who is wondering, Lori, why is she having so many crazy dreams? What is going on? Why is this dream state such a crazy time for her?
Yeah, so there's a couple of reasons why we're dreaming now so intensely. One, because the electrodes in our brains are being activated, and this energy is elevating. So that's where we talk about being in gratitude. That's the earthly thing, and that's the internal body thing that we can do internal to our body to keep our frequency high. But then we have the external. So when we go into dream state and this energy is pouring in, our body almost becomes shocked, right? So if I'm going to sleep at 300 hertz, and this energy coming in is at 528, it jolts me. It jolts me until my frequency moves up into the range of almost 528. And so with that, as we absorb this energy, we start to have physical reactions. And to help us understand it at the physical level as well as the energetic level, it might generate some strange dreams. I have some clients that are... they're worried that there's something mentally wrong with them because they're having so many violent dreams. And it's their body is in such a shock. So my recommendation to them is before they go to bed at night is to listen to some music, do some activities, do some gratitude statements, get their brain frequency at a higher frequency so it's not such a jolt from the universe when they go to sleep. But also then to wake up and write down what their dreams are about, because there's probably messages in those dreams of unresolved. There might be a physical or a DNA level element that they're needing to work through. And sometimes our brains say, well, if I give you a nice, pleasant dream, you're not going to remember it. So I'm going to give you a really strong, scary dream. Some of us remember those a little bit more. And so I recommend to people that they write down their dreams. And then if there's a pattern, you'll be able to get those similarities between those patterns. Our brain is calmer and our body is calmer at night. And so if we're doing any problem solving or clearing any energy, that's when it can happen. So if we are waking up at 5 a.m, jumping out of bed and then running like crazy all day long and then falling into bed exhausted, we do not have time during the day to acclimate these energies that are coming in. And that's going to happen at night. And that's going to make you restless in your sleep. And again, have some crazy dreams. Some of them might be pleasant, but they also might be just wild, crazy dreams that you're having. Take some time during the day to do some meditation or just some quiet breathing. Even if it's on the drive to work, turn the radio off and just be in this quiet state so that you can allow yourself to relax a little bit. Okay.
Well, and along those same lines, just kind of curious, we're talking about what's happening for Sammy, for example, is kind of an extreme reaction in her sleep, right? You know, her body is releasing some. And I'm just curious, Lori, what if you're in the opposite, in the dream state? We know scientifically it's shown that we're dreaming at night, whether we remember or not. So what if you're one of those folks that really doesn't remember their dream state and would like to tap into more of that? Is these same suggestions of meditation and quiet time, does that work in the opposite direction as well, to pull more of those visions into your memory when you wake up?
Well, when we go into that deep dreamless sleep, or the delta part of our sleep, that's when our sleep hertz is dropping down to like 0.2 to 3 hertz. I mean, where our brain activity is very, very low. We're actually healing. That's the slowest band of brain waves that we have. And we're in more of this dominant state of the delta waves. Your body's healing. So you may have been absorbing all of these waves, and now you're just in this acclimation, and you actually are not dreaming, or you don't need to dream. Now, your question is if there's something in this where I'm in my light sleep, or I'm in a place where I can dream, how do I dream about that? Keep some paper next to your bed, and before you go to bed, just calmly relax, focus on breathing. Before you jump up out of bed in the morning, spend some time just relaxing. And over time, you will begin to wake to a state of memory. You won't have maybe a full-blown memory or a full-blown dream awareness, but you might get tidbits throughout what your dream state was about. Okay.
Great. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, it is such an interesting part of who we are, and to have crazy dreams, which I think all of us can relate to at some time. But I think there's also a lot of folks that just are really, they don't remember, like, I never remember my dreams, you know, kind of person, right? So,
Yeah. Our brains are being very, very active right now. There's a part of me that wishes I were a scientist, so I could have the equipment to like hook us up to see what's actually happening to our brains during these surges of energy. I'm sure it would be really fun to see. So.
Yes. Well, we have another question actually pertaining to sleep, and this one is different. It's a little unique, but you've gotten it from a couple of different listeners. The question is, so Sandy and Carla are both wondering, why would they be waking up with scratches and bruises on their bodies? What is going on?
and I want to thank both of them for emailing in questions, but I've actually had a number of clients that have had the same question over the last couple of weeks. And the first client that I saw, that it was more fear-based, like, oh my gosh, is somebody trying to get to me? Or, you know, there's a dark energy coming to me at night, and, you know, a lot of fear-based. And I kept feeling through that client and then the rest of the clients that this is not fear-based. This is not someone coming to get you. This is about you leaving and going out into higher dimensions. And so I'm finding that that's typically what it is that through the night, as we're sleeping, our energy and our force fields, we move upward and outward through our force field to connect to this higher grid of energy. We're looking to plug into a higher consciousness, higher source of energy. And so our energy field leaves or moves upward. I shouldn't say leaves, because we don't leave our body, but our force field expands upward to plug into this force field. And some of us, when we wake up or when we come back down into this dimension of energy, we take a hard crash down. We like tumble down. So if you think about being in a higher dimension, let's just pick, we're up in the fifth or sixth dimension, and then we fall back into our third dimension body, we experience a physical impact through bruises or maybe a mark on our arm or a hand print. I've had people wake up that they say that there's a hand print on me, and I wasn't scared or anything, but what was this hand print? Well, this is the guides or the angels or the elements of the universe that are trying to shield or trying to protect you, so you don't enter into such a heavy crash landing of the third dimension. And part of that is the scratches, too, is when we go up, for one particular client, it was so clear. I saw her going up very easily through a portal. But when she came down, it was like it was almost like shattered glass. Like it wasn't, it wasn't ready for her to come back down. And she kind of came through this portal that had shards of glass or maybe like a very rough crystal on the edges that scratched her as she was coming back into her third body or her third dimension. And so for those people that are experiencing, bruises or scratches and they're not sure where they've come from, don't go to the place of fear. You're very protected. You're always protected by the universe. This is about growth. This is about your energy, your force field expanding, going out and exploring. And think about it as a small child when you went out to play and you fell and you had bumps and bruises and scratches. That was all part of the adventure, right? You know, and part of as a small child, you just get up and you go again. And that's that piece that we're in right now is we might be experiencing these minor physical things, but it's not to stop us. It's just to say, hey, you were out playing and you had fun, but you just came into a kind of a hard crash landing, right?
So, oh, that's so great.
Yeah. No, it is, and I just want to say, it is important for us to play. It is so important for us to explore in the universe, and that's why meditation and group meditation is so important for us now, because it helps elevate everybody and move us up into these higher frequencies, these higher dimensions. And I find that once people feel that, they want that again and again and again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a pleasant and a peaceful feeling that they want to get back there as frequently as they can. And it is important that we do get back into those spaces whenever we can. All right.
Well, I love the idea that we've been out playing. That makes it so much easier to kind of visualize as well, too.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
just like, absolutely. You know, your kids running around the yard, they might get a couple bumps and bruises, but everything's fine. So.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
Yeah.
We're always protected, and that's what the angels want you also to hear tonight, is know that power surges, you're protected. This is part of your divine journey. This is part of why you're here. We're here to experience. If we find ourselves not experiencing life, that's not why we're here. We are here to embrace and to experience things around us, the people around us, and all the experiences that brings into our lives.
Wonderful. And speaking of experiences, I think our last question this evening comes from another listener, and this one is a very specific one, wanting to reach out to a loved one that has passed. And listener Jenny is wondering about her grandfather. And, of course, the family misses him very much, especially as we move into the holidays. This is a time where we miss our loved ones. I think that comes out even more. So she's just curious if he sees how they are kind of carrying on without him but keeping him alive in certain ways. She's mentioned they made grandpa bears, which are little teddy bears made out of his clothes, for, you know, which I think is fantastic. And if he's just seeing and experiencing how much love he brought to the family.
Yeah. And I love this email from Jenny.
Yeah.
When I first read it, I immediately saw all these bears that were handmade with love. So not only are they made out of the material from Grandpa's shirts, but just the love that's infused in them as each of them were made. The message that I get immediately is that, you know, through this, they still have extra material. So this is something that it's not just done. It's going to be carried out as, I don't know if it's generations. I don't feel like it's lots of generations forward, but certainly the new babies that come in or the new children that come in, there's surplus. And our loved ones do see. He was cuddly himself, and so the symbolism of a bear is perfect for him, because I feel that he was just loved hugs, was a teddy bear himself, maybe had some external, I get more farmer, more very masculine, outdoorsy type of grandpa, but this inside love, especially for the babies and the little kids, and talk about loving to play. I just feel that this grandpa just loved to play. So I do feel he's very present for Jenny and for her family and for all the little ones, and that this tradition or this gift that was given from, you know, simple things as to some of his shirts or his clothes will be carried on for a long time in the future.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, that's a great idea, too. It's just a really neat idea.
It is. Yeah. I get this image of them all lined up like when they were first made, but they're all lined up. So.
That's fantastic. Well, Lori, it's that time. We've had an entire hour has gone by already. How does that happen?
It goes so incredibly fast. I want to remind our listeners about where they can go listen to the episodes. They can go to yourlifecore.com under the podcast area to listen to this podcast. I have a lot of listeners that aren't able to join us on the night, but they'll go back later and they'll listen to it over their lunch hour or maybe when their kids are down for a nap or just in an evening time period. So I really appreciate all the feedback that I'm getting on these podcasts. You can also go out to that same website and you can see what our topic is going to be. And I just want to mention that our next radio show is going to be December 29th, so that's right before the new year. And I've already gotten a few questions about what's 2016 going to be for me or going to be for us. And so I'm going to share some major dates or some dates that we should watch out for and maybe what 2016 is going to be for us, and then really create or allow some space to answer your emails or your phone calls in. I think we'll allow some additional time in that show. All right.
Wonderful. It's going to be a fun show because we get to talk about the new year. And before we do wrap up, you know, we touched on this portal that opened up earlier this month, but we have a very interesting full moon coming on Christmas Day. Is there anything that we should be aware of with the full moon on such an auspicious day on the calendar? Is there? We never really got to talk about that, and I just thought, gosh, we're just so close to the holiday that I think to not bring it up would be unfortunate.
So. Well, I think, and thank you for reminding me of that. So I think, too, before the winter solstice is on December 22nd, and so that's when the portal closes, and we go into this resting period. Most of us gather or we quiet down. So offices are closed, stores are closed, you know, over the 24th late at night, the 25th, we go into kind of a quiet time. A full moon traditionally is a time to release. And so this would be any last push or any last release, anything that we really, really, really can't hang on to will get released at that time. And it is a powerful because it's in a fire sign, which is it's in this action. It's in full moon in Sagittarius, which is an action. And we're moving into a year that is about action. I'll give you that little nugget, and we'll talk about that more on the 29th. But it is really important. We start feeling a little bit of what 2016 is going to feel like in some way. And that full moon, if you do full moon ceremony, it's a great night to release anything that no longer serves you. And that could be done as simply as, you know, sending notes or writing out notes to the heavens. Or some people might do it a little bit more formally where they write out something and burn it in a little burning pot outside or something that's fire safe. But have some ceremony or have some intent around how you want to spend that full moon, because it is a time of release for you.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
and I wanted to, tonight, I wanted to, because we're doing so much in the heart, I just wanted to do a small attunement of the heart as our sign-off as we go. And so I'd welcome you just to take a deep breath. Find yourself in your center, which means to just draw attention to your heart. You may place your hand on your heart and just sit back in your chair and just take a deep breath. And as Pamela and I wrap up tonight, we just want to say we are in gratitude of you. We're in gratitude of you for being the loving light that you are, for bringing your light to this earth, for being the holder of this light, and for standing steady and strong and solid when sometimes in doubt and without clarity, you're not sure what to do with your own light. We're in gratitude of you for allowing your light to expand and grow and evolve for whatever is needed, for allowing your light to illuminate places and souls all around you. We're in gratitude of you for allowing your light to be newly ignited each and every day as you share with the world. And in gratitude of you for trusting this very light, this process, and your own evolution. We are in gratitude of you. In gratitude of you, Light Being. You're listening to Your Life Core Radio with Lori Wondra and Pamela Muldoon. We wish you the happiest of holidays. May you enjoy this season of evolution with peace and joy and abundance in all that you are. We're sending you off with all the light and love of the universe. Remember to breathe light and energy and gratitude out into the world.